Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. I am Gloria Rand, your host of Right, Sell, Succeed, and I'm pleased that you are here today and joining me for an exciting event. This is an exciting podcast today because I am doing it a couple different ways. I'm actually live streaming on Periscope right now, so hello all to all the Periscope viewers out there, and I'm also using Google Hangouts so that I can interview our guest on the podcast today, and her name is Dr. Mary Beth Dame, and she is the founder and director of Present Your Authentic Voice. She's an exceptional personal performance coach known worldwide for her pioneering work and expertise in the function and use of the human voice. And she is and has been a coach and consultant for leaders in the field of business, as well as helping with theater, voice, and singing. So without further ado, I would love for you, Mary Beth, to share a little bit about your personal journey and how it's led you to where you are today.
Ah, okay. And as I said the last time, it's been a long one. I started out singing. I loved the voice. I have a passion for the human voice. And I started out not only singing and dancing, but then majoring in singing in college and performance. But I was always curious, and when I went to get my doctorate, my mentor wanted someone who understood how the voice worked, because there were so many old wives' tales that had been passed down through hundreds of years about what happened where and when, and he thought it would be wise to have somebody understand more. So I was his guinea pig, and I was landed in a human anatomy course in the dental school. Cadavers and everything else, and spent a wonderful year learning. And then after that, I taught both singing and anatomy. And then I went to England on a postdoctoral fellowship to the Royal College of Surgeons. That was weird for a singer, but that's where I ended up. Wow. And did research on the voice there, and then gave up my university position and went back to England and wanted to pursue more creative things because I thought the anatomy was wonderful. I found it incredibly exciting, but it was still for me about performance. How do we create people who compel other people to listen? And just knowing the anatomy, frankly, wasn't enough. So I pursued a lot of things. I pursued healing and energy work. And it was that has led me to where I am now. And I'm so excited about what has evolved in the teaching of voice, whether it's speaking or singing, through this work. So it's that's a very brief version of where I'm at. And it's not a fixed position. It's still learning a lot.
Well, that's great. Well, how does that energy work fit into it? The beauty of live TV.
Exactly.
Anyway, so how did energy work fit into that? Because that's interesting that you decided to pursue that too.
Because let me just backtrack a little bit. One of the things that happens to speakers, any amount of fear, any concern, any strange perceptions about how it is you speak in front of a public or even with a client, usually takes people off their center. They're not grounded. And one of the things that, for example, learning things like Qigong and Tai Chi, there are wonderful energetic ways to ground. And these will change a voice immediately without needing to go through 49 exercises and do this for a half hour every day for 3 years and things like that. Once you get a person balanced, the voice will work as long as they stay in balance. And so that's one thing that's really, really important. The other was the idea in energy that your intent creates, or energy follows thought. And the thoughts we have, and, you know, in terms of public speaking, well, it's almost as if the audience can smell your fear, and people list it as, you know, more frightening than dying, which I'm always laughing about that because I think it's really strange. But what happens is that we have all these old perceptions about needing to be perfect in front of an audience. And I'm always saying God doesn't give presentations. So we become incredibly self-conscious. We become completely ungrounded. So what I've learned are a lot of ways to help people ground. And what happens as a result is the authenticity of that person begins to evolve.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
That's just a little bit.
Cool. I love that. I love that. Well, I think one thing I wanted to ask you about, and I know, I think I've run into this a lot in dealing with other small business owners, and I've taken, I've studied with coaches on how to develop public speaking, is do you find that there's some misconceptions or myths that people have about public speaking? What are they?
They're a list.
Well, let's see. Give me top three. How about that?
I mean, my number one rule for public speaking is talk to people as if you're talking to your best friend.
Hmm.
That's number one. And when you do that, things differ. So it's, and the perception of your audience as an enemy, you know, rather than a friend. They have energy they want to give you. They're not there. They're not sitting there because they want you to fail.
Right.
And so that's number one, is that your audience is really there for you. And lots of people perceive that they've got to conquer an audience, win over an audience, do all these things. And it's not necessarily so. But I guess one of the other things that comes up is people say, what am I going to do with my hands? And my immediate response is, what do you do with them the rest of the day?
I like that.
Because if you look at people who are speaking, good friends who are speaking, or people in a restaurant, or people in a group, and they're all being comfortable with each other, they use their hands. They'll say, well, he said I should do this. You know, they're perfectly normal and natural and correct,
mm-hmm,
in terms of the hands matching the message.
Mm.
And but when they get in public, it's like, oh my God, I have hands. So they'll do something really crazy. Well, I'll give you the English version. The English put their hands on the lower part of their body and cross them as if they're protecting something. And I usually say to them, wherever you fix your hands calls attention to that part of your body.
Mm.
And then we get a big laugh, and then they try to move them behind themselves. The answer is to use them wisely, but to use them to match words.
Mm.
So if I say, this is a high point, and this is a low point, then I have something matching.
Mm-hmm.
But if I do, this is a high point, and this is a low point, it doesn't mean anything. So audiences get a double message. But what will happen is most of the time, if people don't have a way of telling someone how to correct that, they will just say, keep your hands still.
Mm.
And then we get some really hysterically funny things going on. People will clamp their hands to their side, and then they'll twitch for every important thing they're about to say. So you get very unusual movements in the body and all kinds of things like that. And I'll just tell you one story, the funniest one. And it made such an impact. We were videoing this because I video a lot of my work. And one of the presenters had his hands in his pockets. And that's not all bad, except that he had keys that he was jangling in his pockets.
Uh-oh.
And when we were playing it back to look at it on fast backwards, all we could see was his pocket moving around, and it was hysterically funny. So he took one look at that and never did it again.
Very good, very good. Yeah, it's
anyway, that's number two. And the voice one, and it's an important one, is project your voice. You know, and The voice needs energy, it needs excitement, it needs passion, and your imagination will actually fuel your voice for you. But the perception of projecting the voice means people are sending out their voices like this. So they do strange physical things, and you can hear the change in my sound just doing this. If I stick my chin out, I'm pulling my whole instrument out of alignment. It's like taking a clarinet and bending it and then saying, oh, now play. That's what we do with the voice. So it changes the sound dramatically. If I go, ha, just that much difference in the sound by the position of my head and the balance. So that's a third thing.
Awesome. And for those of you who may be listening to this and not watching it on live stream, when Mary Beth was saying about having a high point and a low point, she had her hands up, you know, one on top of one another with some space in between, as opposed to the wrong way to do it would be to have the hands next to each other in front of you, because then that doesn't make any sense when they're side by side as opposed to one on top of each other. So that was a good explanation of that. I love that.
All right. That was Mary Beth Dame, an interview that I conducted with her. But that was just the first part. I hope you got a lot of value out of that. In our next episode, I'm going to share with you part two of my interview with Dr. Mary Beth Dame. And we're going to get into some specific tips that she recommends that for public speaking that small business owners can implement right away to be able to help them in being able to get their message across more effectively. So make sure that you are subscribed to the Right Sell Succeed podcast so you won't be able to miss that episode. You'll be able to get it next time. And if you enjoyed this episode today and got a lot of value out of the information that I shared and that Dr. Mary Beth Dame shared with us as well, I encourage you to do me the favor of leaving a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. That would be tremendous. I would so appreciate that. And as always, if you have any other questions and you'd like to be able to get in touch with me, I encourage you to follow me on I'm on Facebook or Twitter at Gloria Rand. And if you use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed, then I'll know that you are have been listening to the podcast. So that would be awesome. So until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Right Sell Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed.